For this house?
Do you have... we got gas.
And so you have a gas...
Yeah, propane.
You call that a furnace, I guess?
Yeah, we got a furnace.
Okay. What would you call shades that you would pull down on rollers? What would those be called?
Yeah, we had them. A curtain? What the hell is... They're shades, I guess they call them. Okay. Yeah, window shades.
And if you were to sweep the floor, you'd probably use a...
Broom.
Okay, let's see. And one more word here I have to get from you. Another word for house is...
Home, I suppose.
Okay, well, I guess there is a difference there. Okay. We're sort of flying along now. It's not, not nearly as painful as it was there for a minute. I'm sorry I made it so tough for you. You mentioned some types. You mentioned you had a dresser. Was there anything like a, maybe a bureau? Or...
No, that's all we had, this old dresser. Three or three drawers in it.
When Bobby was born, 42, I bought bedroom set.
Can you tell me what that bedroom, do you remember the bedroom set? Maybe you can tell me what that consisted of.
I don't know, any room. Oh, yeah, I remember it's got that big mirror on it and had drawers in it, and stool, that there.
There's more than there was. There was a bed before that. Yeah.
Now, what would you call a piece of furniture like this that you would store clothing in?
Chest, I guess.
Okay. Let's see, a few other things. Now, maybe you can describe the kitchen of that house. Did it have much of a kitchen, the old house?
Well, kitchen, dining room is all one room.
I see.
Hell, there used to be some of these old houses in this country, you know, there's just one room in them. When it come time to go to bed, they just draw the curtains across. You know, everybody had a room.
Everybody sleep in the same room.
Yeah.
This floor, tipped down, it's 2 inches high on this side. And
well, the old house, yeah, it was 2 inches higher on one side than it was on the other.
Well, was that for any particular reason, or just bad planning?
Just made a mistake.
Made a mistake.
You know, they built this.
Yeah, that's great.
There was only one carpenter in the country that I know of that was really a carpenter, and that was Bob Tyler.
Now, we were talking a little about the kitchen. Did it have running, where you'd walk in and you'd turn on the...
No, you went down to the draw to the well, got a bucket of water and carried it up there.
I see. Well, what would the bucket be made of, maybe?
No metal. Galvanized, usually.
Was that different than tin?
Yeah, because the hard water eat the tin out in a hurry. It eat them out too, but they last longer, you know.
Okay. Were there other types of buckets you'd use besides those for carrying water?
No, just them galvanized buckets.
I see. Now, in this house, I imagine you can walk up to the sink and
turn the knob on and get water.
Okay.
The well's working.
And what's the thing that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
And if it were the side of the house, what would that be called, where the water would come out?
It would be a faucet, wouldn't it?
Be a faucet again. Would you ever call that a tap?
Some people do call it tap. Yeah.
You probably wouldn't know. Okay. All right. And if you were in there at the sink washing dishes, you'd use something to wash them. What would you use?
Dish rag, I guess.
Okay. And to dry them, you'd use a
towel.
All right. And let's see what else you got.
Huh?
You use your hands. Okay. Maybe you could tell me some of the cooking implements or some things you cook with, or your wife would cook with, or whoever.
Now?
Uh-huh. Or then.
Well, we had old skillets, so we had a pot to boil the beans in.
And to boil water, you'd use a
tea kettle.
And that's different than a coffee pot.
Oh, yeah.
How about to wash your clothes? Did you
had a boiler. There's a boiler on the stove, filled it with water.
How big around would one of those be?
Yeah, they were oblong.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they weren't...
Copper.
And a lot of them had copper, and some copper bottoms. Women used them to can with, you know.
That, too.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, that's all they used a can with for 100 years.
You mentioned the words skillet. Would you ever use the word frying pan?
That's the same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah.
But you probably use skillet. I see. And how was that old house lighted?
Kerosene lamp.
Oh, really? What would one of those look like, and how would you work it?
Well, hell, you put some kerosene in it and light it, but set the chimney back on. You have to strike a match, see if the light was going.
They
got one around here someplace.
Did they always call it kerosene, or is there another name they might have used?
No, kerosene's all they used in them. Then they got these gas lights and gas lanterns and stuff later, you know.
Have you ever heard the term coal oil?
That's the same thing as kerosene.
But did they ever use that term?
Yeah. Some of them did call it coal oil. Well, kerosene is the same thing.
Nice.
That's interesting. Use it for snake bite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good for cross lights and stuff.
So there was a kerosene lamp and then a gas lamp. Any other types of lamps?
No, we had a gas lamp. You pumped up. We had lantern. You pumped mantles. Up. You know.
It had
mantles on it. Yeah. But that was in later years. Well, after.
Used them in the clubhouse.
Yeah, but then clubhouse had them over there for lights, but we didn't have any. You know, after kids were born, guess where we bought a gas lantern.
It was much lighter now.
Did they ever use a makeshift lamp, maybe by breaking off a bottle, an old bottle, and filling it with kerosene and making a makeshift?
I never heard of it.
Never heard of
candles.
Yeah, you use a candle.
Oh, just a candle. Well, the thing I was looking for in the South, sometimes they would call that a flambeau, so I was wondering if they ever used those here.
Not that I ever heard of.
Now, you slept in beds, or did they have things on the floor?
Oh, yeah, everybody had a bed.
Somebody come, that's
your
okay, so what would they call a bed on the floor? Would that have a special name? They ever call that a pallet, or is that different?
I never heard of it called a pallet, but... Well, a lot of people had these folding cots, and you can unfold that and make a bed on it, you know, for an extra one.
That's great. What about, how did you keep warm? What kind of blankets do they have?
Well, a lot of people had wool blankets in them days, you know.
Did they ever have a thing called a sugan? Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of them, and they're, what they are is